Here's a concept that I've been struggling with. What is the true cost and the value of software? Software is inherently different from anything we have seen before. In fact, the human race, the entire 100,000 year, has never seen anything like it, and it was only invented, I guess, 70 years ago. Yet we are software developers, designers and architects, and we know about software. But what does it mean? Software is totally different because we can't see it, we can't taste it, we can't smell it, and we certainly can't hear it. What would it be like if you could actually swim inside software, if it was like a water in a swimming pool? Would it be like in the Matrix, where we actually zoom at light speed down telephone cables, a kind of virtual reality blaze of light, stupendous glory and spectacular effects? Or would we really be surprised? Like I said, we can't value it, but yet there is a value. Our economy values software. Financial systems value high availability, as just as much as Google or Amazon. And that brings me to the point. I think, expect software to come as developers too cheaply. We should pay for software, I think, is the new model. The success of the App Store, the Apple App Store, shows that such a model is possible. And I ask then, what is the value and the true cost of software? Not everything in this world can be absolutely free. And we know this because as software practitioners, we actually invested time. Yes, software is a cost. It is also a cost because we invested time to learn, time that we cannot actually replace, to learn about the binary number 101 equals the decimal number 5. It took time for us to learn. And why do we not invest in learning and courses? Why do we not go to conferences? Why do we not help each other and ask for help? Is this making our software more expensive and harder to understand because we are lazy? What is the true cost and the value of software? I'm Peter Pilgrim, and I'm out.